The following is a class on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on October 9, 1994, in Bombay, India.
And also, great acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, they also took great pleasure in inducing others to hear and chant the glories of the Lord through Sankirtan. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared on this earth, He came especially to establish this process as a Yuga Dharma. And He came to inaugurate the highest realizations of pure love of God through the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This began in Sri Navadvip Dham, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Sri Gaya Dham after his initiation from Ishwarapuri. He was enraptured in the feelings of separation of Lord Sri Krishna. In fact, it is explained, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, that the one absolute truth divides into two, Radha and Krishna, for the sake of enjoying one another's ecstatic love. Lord Sri Krishna is the Param Vishayi Vigraha, and Srimati Radharani is the Param Ashraya Vigraha. That means Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He is the supreme object of all love. And Srimati Radhika Rani, she is the supreme most one in whom Krishna receives all of his enjoyment. And she is the supreme most lover, the supreme most giver of bhakti and prema. And eternally they reside in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. They expand themselves into various manifestations. In the Vaikunthas they become Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram, Bhudevi, Varahadev, Lakshmi Nirsingha, and so forth, for the purpose of conducting the affairs of this material existence. Sometimes their expansions expand themselves as Parvati and Shiva in the role of devatas. But the essence of all existence is that wonderful exchange of love which is taking part in Sri Vrindavan Dham between Radha Gopinath. And all living beings, directly or indirectly, are simply meant for one purpose: to assist in that loving exchange. Or in other words, to be a part of God loving and enjoying Himself through His own eternally separated pleasure potency, or Ladini Shakti. But Krishna, wanting to taste the inconceivable nature of Srimati Radharani's love, wanting to understand what it was about himself that invoked such incomprehensible ecstasy within her heart, and wanting to actually experience the happiness of her love for him. Radha and Krishna come in this age of Kali Yuga as an incarnation, apparently as an incarnation, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his purpose was to manifest within this world the love of Vrindavan, the love of Sri Radha for all living beings, and to invite everyone to come to the spiritual world to assist in these ultimately pleasurable loving affairs. And how? Simultaneously by teaching, by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, under his order, with his grace and blessings, we could all living beings, perfect our lives in pure love of God. So although the Maha Mantra over 5,000 years ago was stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to chant and to give his order that all living beings should take this Maha Mantra, at that time, this Maha Mantra was impregnated with the special infinite grace of the all-attractive personality of Godhead. So actually, we should know that although people all around are chanting the names of God, and many are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, to receive it on the order of Mahaprabhu, through the representatives of Mahaprabhu, is something extraordinarily different, because the Maha Mantra will have that most munificently merciful effect in our lives, if chanted sincerely. So Lord Gaurasundar was chanting in the house of Srivas Thakur with his intimate associates, and they would not allow anyone but the highest, most elevated, purified souls to take part in these kirtans, simply for the reason that great transcendentalists, when they come together in their love for Krishna, sometimes they display such symptoms of ecstatic love that common men and women, even devotees, they cannot understand it. They will take it as a show, or they will try to imitate, to appear to be advanced, or other things like this. And also, for people who have mixed desires, it changes the atmosphere. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like in Vrindavan, there is no question of any conditioned soul or neophyte devotee entering into Vrindavan. A sadhana bhakti cannot go to the spiritual world. As long as we're struggling to control our senses, as long as we have even the slightest tinge of material desires, even though we are following the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, we cannot enter into the supreme abode of Braj Bhumi, because it is a place of raga bhakti, of true and pure spontaneous love. And Srivas Thakur's house was none different than Vrindavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enjoying there with his eternal Nitya Siddha associates. But the kirtans were so sweet and so loud. And in those days, Navadvip was a large, large city with a very big population, and it was very opulent, very wealthy, high seat of education. And so many people were proud and puffed up, and they could not tolerate, many of the Brahmins, that they were not allowed entrance into Srivas's house. They were thinking that they had the right to anything they desired. And others who were in the garb of being religious people, sometimes even pundits, they were actually atheistic by nature. And they would criticize in so many terrible words that these Vaishnavas, what kind of Vaishnavas? There's no such thing as a real Vaishnava. They're just howling and crying. They hardly have enough food to eat. They're all just a bunch of beggars, parasites to society. And yet, here they are chanting the holy names and howling and keeping us awake all night, preventing us from having a good hard day's work due to lack of sleep. And they are crying. What is the position of these most ill-fated, degraded souls? We should tie them by the necks and smash their heads together. We should take this house of Srivas and uproot it and throw it into the Ganges. In this way, they were speaking so many envious words because they were simply envious. But actually, the majority of the population of Navadvip, like anywhere, was innocent. And they loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nimai Pandit, he was their hero. He defeated Keshava Kashmiri. And he was so beautiful and so charming. And he was so respectful to everyone. He was the darling of their hearts. And they were thinking and praying, when, oh when, will that day be mine when we can go be given entrance into Srivas's house? How they are dancing and singing and praising the Lord, immersed in the ocean of love of God. But we are so unfortunate. Because we have so many material desires, because we have so many separate interests, we are not qualified. But what do we have to do, anything to be qualified, to even for a moment enter into this beautiful kirtan of Lord Nimai Pandit? And others, they would say that actually it's because of all these thousands and thousands of envious, atheistic rascals always blaspheming and criticizing the Lord. It's because of them that we're not allowed into the house of Srivas. But in the morning, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear at his own house at about dawn, sometimes thousands upon thousands of such devotees who actually loved Nimai Pandit and wanted his mercy, they would come to his house. And when he would come to his doorstep, they would all bow down to him and beg him for his blessings, that they could become pure devotees. And Nimai Pandit would tell them that, may you all receive the blessing of pure, unalloyed love for Krishna. My instruction to you is, you stop all sorts of gossip, and you always hear and chant the glories of the Lord's holy names. Listen, and take this most illustrious and most potent of all mantras, the Maha Mantra. And Lord Chaitanya would tell them that, repeat after me the 16-name mantra of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You take this Maha Mantra and you chant it everywhere and anywhere you go. There are no hard and fast rules in the chanting of this mantra. But you must chant this mantra with strict regulation and discipline every day. This was Mahaprabhu's order. And in your homes, with your families, with your friends, with your relatives, you all come together as much as possible. And you take symbols, or you just clap your hands, and you sing together the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. In this way, when you go to work, you spend your day. When you come home, you come together. It doesn't matter whether it was a man or a woman or even a child or whether one is old. You all come together, as many as possible, whether it's a small group of two or three or whether it's a large group of 15, 20, 100,000. But every morning and every evening, you clap your hands and chant the holy names of Krishna. So the day this instruction was given by the Lord to the residents of Navadvipa, it spread like wildfire. And this was the instruction the Lord would give whenever he would meet the people and they would ask him how to perfect their lives. And soon, house after house after house, by the thousands of households, they all heard the instructions of the Lord. And every morning and every evening, throughout all of Navadvipa, all that could be heard was the clapping of hands and tingling of cymbals, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. People became so intoxicated and so attached to the chanting of Krishna's name that wherever they went, in their work, in their marketplaces, in the agricultural fields, people were just naturally, constantly, throughout the whole day, chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
And those people, too much indulging in false pride and atheistic views, they became even further infuriated upon seeing and hearing this. That this Nimai Pandit, he is ruining our whole town. He is destroying our whole civilization. Everywhere, wherever we go, we are hearing this chanting of Krishna's name. And they were saying, what is wrong with the true instruction of the Vedas that the name of God should be chanted in meditation silently within the mind? Why are they polluting the atmosphere with this concoction? Nimai Pandit, at one time he was a great scholar, but now he has become a madman and he is transforming everyone into sentimentalists. But no one would hear. The devotees, they didn't care. Because you have to know that no great personality has ever come to this world without being acutely criticized and accused. But those who have sincere hearts, they see the quality and the substance of such a great person's heart and desire and life. And they do not care anything for such words. So in this way, at night, Nimai Pandit would be in the house of Srivas having wonderful kirtan. And throughout the day, the whole of Navadvip practically in all directions under his instruction was chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He told him, besides Maha Mantra, also you should chant this mantra. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Govinda Gopala Ram Sri Madhusudan. So everywhere. And when the news came to the Qazi, who was the governmental officer in charge of that particular district, he became infuriated because they had already conquered all of Navadvip and their intention was to convert everyone to their own Islamic religion. And basically the Hindus were suppressed, but here there appeared to be some sort of revival. Because wherever the Qazi soldiers or officers would go, they would hear people clapping their hands and chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He was infuriated. How dare they do this? I have already set a law that this is illegal. And he sent his soldiers, and he personally went with them. And as the devotees of Lord Chaitanya were freely chanting and dancing, they began to terribly abuse them. They would literally beat the devotees. And they would threaten that if we, the law of the land is now that if anyone ever again is caught indulging in the Sankirtan, then not only will they be beaten, but they will be put in prison, they will be tortured, all of their family members, their mothers, their fathers, their children, their brothers, their sisters, they will all be put into prison and tortured, and we will plunder and take away, steal all of their possessions. And on occasion, they even took the Murdanga drum, which is like the symbol of kirtan. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, over his temples, he would put as the domes 9 Murdanga drums representing the 9 processes of devotional service and representing that the purpose of all of these temples is simply one. To teach the world how to engage in the beautiful kirtan of the holy name. It is a fact, that is the Yuga Dharma. In this age of Kali, we should know deity worship is not the recommended process in and of itself. It is only to assist in the process of Sankirtan. Deity worship was the recommended process in Dwapara Yuga. But Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranjata. So the actual temples are simply places to learn, to teach people to learn how to love Sri Sri Radha and Krishna through the transcendental process of performing the Sankirtan of the Mahamantra. And the mridanga is the symbol of Sankirtan. So when the Kaji had the mridangas broken and was so much accusing, threatening and inhibiting the devotees, they all became very afraid. Sometimes he and his soldiers would literally chase after the devotees and make them run in fear for their lives. So they all approached Lord Chaitanya and they told him, we cannot have this Sankirtan anymore. What about our families? What about our livelihood? What about our very lives? And Lord Chaitanya told them, you just go on with this chanting, you don't worry about this Kazi. If you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will protect you. But when he saw that his devotees were very much afraid, and he heard the threatening, embarrassing words of Chandakazi, he became infuriated. We see, let us see what this Kazi will do now. Lord Nityananda, you go throughout all of Navadvip, to the homes, to the marketplaces, and you announce to everyone that today everyone should come forward to congregationally chant the holy names in the streets. And I will personally leave this Sankirtan party. We should know that previous to this, the common people of Navadvip had never seen the beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya. They had heard him, and they were following his instructions. But he never himself yet came out to the streets to lead such Sankirtan. He told that let everyone come into the streets with a big, powerful torch. Let there be such hundreds and thousands, millions of torches. And today we will all sing the holy names of Krishna. And the Kazi will be finished. So the news spread throughout that Lord Gaurasundar himself was going to lead the whole city in a beautiful congregational chanting of the holy names. No exaggeration. Literally, millions upon millions of people gathered at the house of Lord Chaitanya, just waiting to see his beautiful golden form. And when he came out, effulgent like millions and trillions of suns with his beautiful golden complexion, he glanced so lovingly with his beautiful lotus-like eyes upon everyone. And he induced everyone to begin to chant the holy names of Krishna. And then he divided all of these millions of people into various groups. He divided one group where Haridas Thakur would be the lead dancer. Another where Srivas Pandit would be the lead dancer. You see, the way Lord Chaitanya orchestrated is dancing is not just wild that everyone does everything, but it's under a coordination of a lead dancer, and everyone follows according to the particular pattern or dancing of him. In another group, Advaitacharya was the lead dancer. And then he looked at Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And when he looked at Lord Nityananda with eyes full of love, he said, Nityananda Prabhu, he said, I will dance with you because I cannot bear separation from you even for a moment. We will dance together. And upon hearing this instruction, Nityananda Prabhu's eyes began flowing with tears which were dropping like nectar from his beautiful eyes. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to lead the chanting and began to lead the dancing. At this time, it was about noon when the kirtan began. And they started going through the streets
and Mahaprabhu was dancing so beautifully. And although there was millions upon millions of voices loudly calling out the holy Maha Mantra, still, in all directions, above the sound of all of them, was the thundering, rumbling, beautiful, sweet voice of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanting the holy names of Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. They started moving through the streets. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that it was like the river Ganges flowing in human forms through the streets of Navadvip. And wherever they would go, there were millions of people on the sides of the road, men, women, and children. And when they saw this wonderful chanting and dancing, they all just left their homes and they all joined in. First, when they saw the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the front, they began to decorate the road by throwing chipped rice and puffed rice and coins, and all sorts of other decorative flowers so that the Lord could dance nicely on these decorated roads. They were offering the best that they had to the Lord. And as the kirtan was going by, it was jubilant, it was ecstatic. Everyone was just besides themselves, drowning in the ocean of Harinam Sankirtan. And everyone, as the party went by, they just joined the procession. And although the procession was millions of people, at every moment it was growing bigger, it was swelling more and more and more. And it is described that people just left their homes without even closing their doors. And thieves were thinking, now is the chance. There's so much noise. And nobody's even carrying anything. We can go in every house we want and we can just clean it out, steal everything. We will be wealthy. This is the opportunity that we've always been waiting for. This is like the ultimate fulfillment of the desire of every thief. But as they started going to the houses, the sound of the holy name was so sweet and so attractive, they became so purified that they just started raising their arms and crying out the names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
And by hearing the beautiful, sweet voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his millions of followers, they became so purified that they just lost all of their attachment and all desires for all material things, and they just ran and jumped into the kirtan and started dancing with great joy and devotion. And the atheists, when they saw this, they became very annoyed, the envious people. They were just all sorts of threats. Look, he is... This Nimai Pandit is destroying the whole civilization. We will call the Qazi. We will go and tell them that the Qazi's soldiers are coming, and then let us see what they do. They will all run and hide, all these sentimentalists. So no matter how much the ocean of love of God comes to drown the world, even when the Lord Himself comes, still there will always be envious people simply criticizing devotees. So as Mahaprabhu is dancing, it is described that His beautiful golden form was trembling in divine love, and every movement was so graceful and gracious that it simply charmed and inundated the heart. And sometimes His body, it was decorated by beautiful speckles of dust that had risen from the ground. And at other times, it was soaked with the tears that flowed like nectar from his beautiful lotus eyes. And his wonderful hair was black like a raven. It was flowing down his shoulders, and it was decorated with beautiful flowers and garlands. The sight was so sweet and charming that people were thinking that this is none different than Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who has appeared. And when the demigods looked down upon this beautiful sight, sometimes they would actually see Lord Chaitanya as Krishna playing his flute, dancing along the banks of the Jamuna. And also, at times, all of the residents of Navadvip who joined the kirtan, they were so engrossed in the activities of the spiritual world that they actually assumed four arms. Because Vaikuntha had personally descended. But they were so enraptured in the ecstasy of chanting the names that nobody even noticed that they all had four arms. They were simply immersed in hearing the beautiful sound of Harinam Sankirtan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his voice, like thunder, was echoing in all directions, inducing everyone and anyone to be enraptured in the beautiful sound of Krishna's name. And the people of Navadvip, it was the most glorious and blessed day of their lives, because it was the first and only time, as of then, that they had ever seen the beautiful dancing of Lord Gaurasundar. And they danced and chanted throughout the day. And when the evening started coming, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered for everyone to light their torches. What we are about to explain is not something that could happen in this material world, but it could only happen by the supreme will of the personality of Godhead. Just like Krishna, within an instant, he created 16,108 beautiful palaces that put Indra's homes to shame in Dwarka Dham. It is no difficulty. Krishna's Achintya Shakti, inconceivable potencies, can do anything at any time. Another time in Dwarka Dham, Krishna and his relatives in the Yadu dynasty, they began to have water sports in the ocean, which is water mixed with salt. But as they were splashing together and having wonderful fun in the water, by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, the salt water was transformed into water that was more sweet and ambrosial than nectar for the pleasure of his devotees. So how is it that all of a sudden millions upon millions of people enraptured in ecstatic love were all chanting the holy names at once, filling the whole town? This is the arrangement of the Lord. And when he ordered for the torches to be light lit, all at the same time, simultaneously, these torches, which were built to be very big and which would consume huge amounts of oil, literally millions and millions of them, all of a sudden began blazing with fires into the sky. And it is explained it was such a beautiful scene that it appeared that Krishna had incarnated as the Brahma Jyoti in Navadvip Dham. And everyone was dancing. And as they were dancing, the flames of the torches were dancing into the sky.
Everything was lit up, and the kirtan proceeded through all the bathing ghats and all the marketplaces throughout all of Navadvip Dham. And soon, Chankazi, he could hear these tumultuous sounds of the names of the Hindu gods, and he became so angry. I have given my ordinance that this chanting of Harinam is banned. Who dares to defy my instruction? He told his soldiers, you go and you see who this is, what this is. I will punish them all severely. I will forcibly convert them to my religion. So the Chankazi soldiers, very powerful, trained military men, they went. And when they saw the Sankirtan of so many people, and they were all chanting so loudly, and as they were chanting, each one of them appeared as powerful as 1,000 lions. Harinam Sankirtan ki! So they became very afraid. Very afraid. And they heard Nimai's voice echoing so loud, and they saw his beautiful dance. They were just bewildered, and they were fearful, and they ran back to Chankazi, and they said, we should run, we should hide, we should get out of this place, because there's nothing you can do. These people, some mystic power has overcome all of them, and there's millions of them. And while they were chanting, we heard many of them, we will destroy the Qazi. We will destroy his home. We will kill him. We will punish him. We are not going to try to protect you either. I think we should all run for our lives. And the Chankazi, he became very much afraid. He didn't know what to do. And as the Sankirtan became closer and closer, his soldiers, they became so afraid, his ministers, that they wanted to run somewhere to hide. But everywhere they would go, there was just devotees with raised arms, loudly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So what they did is they didn't want to be identified as non-believers. So they took the cloths that wrapped over their heads and they put it over their faces so they wouldn't, just praying to the Lord of the Quran that they would not be recognized. And of course the devotees, they didn't recognize anything or anyone. They were just chanting and dancing. And the soldiers of Chankazi, they were just raising their arms so that they wouldn't be distinguished. And they started dancing in the kirtan just so that they would look like everyone else and they would not be detected. And in this way, everyone joined the wonderful kirtan of Mahaprabhu. And when they came to Chankazi's house, the crowds were so angry. Now you may wonder, why? Why, if a devotee is intoxicated with love of God, would he become angry? Because when the Lord is offended, or when the Lord's devotees are offended, a real devotee out of love becomes angry. If you are not angry in that situation, you have no real love. Prema Bhakti is not just something passive, it is something dynamic. But even that anger is out of compassion. Just like the Supreme Lord himself, a pure devotee, part and parcel of the Lord, develops godly qualities. Now you know the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so peaceful and so loving. He is the embodiment of all love and peace. But when Hiranyakashipu was offending Prahlad, Lord Narsingadev did not appear like this. He did not have his hand out
offering blessings. He had his claws out, offering death and annihilation.
Sri Narasimha Bhagavan ki!
And when Lord Sri Ramchandra saw how Ravana was massacring the Brahmin race and exploiting innocent, chaste, and faithful women, he did not come in a mood of shanti. He came with his most dangerous, sharpened arrows to destroy the demon with great anger. So in this way, when they heard these blasphemies of the Lord and how devotees were being beaten and threatened with imprisonment and sacred drums were being broken, the devotees, out of love, out of devotion, they were furious. Rio. And as they gathered around the Chand Qazi's house, they started tearing apart his gardens and his boundary walls. And although the chanting was tumultuous, still the Chand Qazi could hear within his house the sounds of the words, "Destroy the Qazi." And his soldiers already deserted him. They were already in the kirtan. At that time, Nimai came to the house. According to Vrindavan Das Thakur, he called out, "Qazi, come! So many threats you have made. Now you come! Let us see what you will do." It is explained that ultimately the Qazi came down on Lord Chaitanya's request, and he came down in a very submissive and humble mood. And so Lord Chaitanya became very submissive and humble. And Chand Qazi said to the Lord that actually yourself and your father and your grandfather and myself, we were actually associates. So that means I'm actually your uncle. So you should not hurt your uncle. So then on the basis of the teachings of the Quran, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a debate with Chand Qazi. Because you see, Lord Chaitanya was not sectarian. It is not that one scripture is correct and another scripture is incorrect. It is not that one religion is right and another religion is wrong. All religions are different manifestations of the grace of God upon the world. But it is the sectarian concept which is born of a perverted understanding of true religion that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate. So he sent to the Chand Qazi that why you kill and eat your mother? Chand Qazi said, what nonsense, I've never killed or eaten my mother. Why you're saying like this? Because the cow is your mother. From your earliest childhood, she's providing you milk. Why you are drinking her blood and killing her when she becomes old? This is against all scriptural understanding. And then he proved on the basis of the teachings of Islam how only for very degraded, fallen people is there this sanction for eating of meat. But for those who are actually coming to higher realizations of love of God, they are compassionate and nonviolent. And he also explained that your misconception that God is impersonal is not the conclusion of your own scripture, but the conclusion is God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. and he actually proved to him how the supreme goal of the Quran was to surrender utterly with pure unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna. And the Qazi, who actually was a great scholar, understood that everything he was saying was absolutely correct. And then he said, Lord Gaurasundar, I have to tell you something very confidential. When I was sending my soldiers to disturb your kirtan, at times my soldiers would come back and they would be in great, great anxiety, distress. They said, when we came before the devotees and we tried to beat them, sometimes our beards would just start flaming in fire, and now our faces are all burnt. There's something very powerful about these devotees chanting the holy names, which we cannot understand. And the Chan Qazi explained how just the night before, he was sleeping in his bed, and all of a sudden, it wasn't a dream, but it was a reality, that this most ferocious and extraordinary being appeared before him. He was half man and half lion. The head of a lion and the body of a man, but the claws of a lion. And this most extraordinary personality jumped upon my chest as I was laying in bed. And his eyes were red with anger I have never seen or heard of before. And his tongue and his teeth were flashing like swords. He was wild. And he said, Qazi, today I will rip you to pieces. You die. And then he took his claws and began to rip open my chest. And as I laid there horrified, looking helplessly at this creature, I realized that I was finished. Sri Narasimha Bhagavan Ki! And then this Supreme Being, he told me that you have not actually done anything too serious against my devotees yet. But if ever I hear from anyone, anywhere, that you have in any way disturbed this chanting of the holy name, I will come back to destroy you. And the Chan Qazi explained that I can understand that this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I can understand, Sri Gaurasundar, that you are none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the original form of Allah, Krishna. You are the absolute truth, and therefore I surrender to you. Please accept me as your eternal servant. And from this day I make a proclamation that as long as my descendants rule this great city of Navadvip, that no one will ever interfere with the beautiful congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so pleased with his transformation, he blessed the Chan Qazi and bestowed upon him prema bhakti, pure love of God. Afterwards, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, continued the kirtan to a place called Simantadvip,
because he wanted to see his beloved devotee, Kolavecha Sridhar. Sridhar is a very poor man. In fact, he was in utter poverty. He would just sell banana leaves, and with whatever little money he would make, very honestly, he would take half of his income first and put it aside for the worship of Ganga. Because Ganga Devi is a devotee of the Lord. So to worship the Lord's devotee is the topmost process of worshiping and pleasing the Lord. And he was ridiculed by so many. When Nimai was a little boy, sometimes he would go to Kolavecha Sridhar's place and he would bargain with him, asking him to cut his prices for the banana leaves in half. And Kolavecha Sridhar would say that, "I'm so poor. How can you do this to me? I will starve." And sometimes Nimai would approach him in different ways. Sometimes he would say, "If you're so poor, why do you continue this worship of Krishna? What has Krishna given you? I know you're always worshiping him and you're worshiping his Ganji servant and you're chanting his names. What have you gotten out of it? You don't even have food to eat. You don't even have proper clothes. Your house is a wreck." And Kolavecha Sridhar would say, "No, Nimai, you don't understand. That I'm happy. You see, I have clothes. Why you say I don't have nice clothes? I have clothes. There may be holes throughout my clothes, and there may be patches all over my clothes from where it has been torn. But still, I'm dressed. The king is wearing his beautiful, beautiful royal garments, and I am wearing my torn up, patched up clothes. But what is the difference? Do you think one gives happiness and one doesn't? Krishna's providing for everyone. And as far as food, the king is eating royal dishes, but I'm being nourished. I'm surviving. I get a little rice, little banana every day. What is the difference? By the will of the Lord, he is providing for everyone. He is providing for his devotees. He says, I don't see that the rich people have any more happiness than the poor. Why make distinctions? It is all relative. It is all illusion. This was the faith of Kolavecha Sridhar. He was so simple and so pure. And so much seeking the pleasure of the soul in chanting God's name and serving his devotees. And he was content, beyond contentness. And sometimes Nimai would say to him, "You're charging too much for these bananas and you're saying that you're so poor. I know that you have a great treasure, but you are concealing it from the world. But someday I will disclose to everyone your treasure that you have hidden." Kolavecha said, "No, there's no treasure hidden. What's inside is outside. You come, you search my home, you search everything. I have nothing except what you see." Nimai would say, "Someday I am going to disclose to everyone that you have the greatest wealth, but it's secret." So on this day, after converting the Chankazi, the next morning, after this wonderful, massive, ecstatic sankirtan of the holy name, which the world had never seen, it is explained that that sankirtan that took place the night before was the most massive, inundating, and wonderful sankirtan that has ever been seen ever, anywhere. And even the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Vayu, Kuvera, they were all simply watching in amazement.
And the next morning, Lord Chaitanya took the Sankirtan party to the little thatched hut of Kolavecha Sridhar. And as he was approaching the house, outside of the house, there was an old, dented water pot. It was so old, and it had been repaired so many times, and there were so many dents and scrapes and everything all over it, that it is explained even the most desperate thief wouldn't even look to try to take it. And it was sitting there, and it would be used for washing the feet of the people who would come in the house. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that pot, he became ecstatic with love. And in front of all the devotees, he took that old, poverty-stricken, dented and abused iron pot of Sridhar, and he began to drink the water from it. And when Kolavecha Sridhar saw this, he was begging the Lord, "Please stop. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the Lord of Lakshmi, the Goddess of Fortune. How can you be drinking from this pot?" And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so intoxicated by the elixir of the ambrosial substance of that water that he said, "Today I have achieved prema bhakti. Today the fortune of all my heart's desires is fulfilled because I have tasted the sweet water from the dented pot of Kolavecha Sridhar." The Lord explained from the Padma Purana the description how the water which washes the feet of the great devotees of the Lord is the most precious wealth in all of creation. And Lord Chaitanya began to weep and cry in love upon tasting the water from Sridhar's pot. And upon seeing this Advaita Charya Nityananda Prabhu Srivas Murari Vakreshwar Gadadhar and all the devotees, they just began to weep and cry, and they all fell to the ground to see what is the nature of the Lord's love for his devotees. And Lord Chaitanya on that day revealed the inner confidential wealth of Sridhar. The wealth of his love, the wealth of his pure devotion, which even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the proprietor of all that exists, is thirsty and anxious to obtain. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So on one hand, the Lord conquered the most powerful Chankazi, who was actually the incarnation of Kamsa. He was not an ordinary man. In Krishna Lila, Chankazi was Kamsa himself. So on one hand, he defeated all of his soldiers, not with armies that were holding nuclear bombs or swords or guns, but he mobilized a huge army of devotees, and they had only one weapon, the holy name of Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after defeating Kamsa himself in the form of Chankazi, he goes to this very simple and poor seller of banana leaves, and he drinks the water from the pot that washes his feet.
This is Krishna. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although He is the conqueror of all the worlds, He is always subordinate to the love of His devotees. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. आज के प्रवचन का संक्षिप्त में हिंदी अनुवाद इस प्रकार है. ये जो संकीर्तन आंदोलन है, ये स्वयं भगवान जो कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में अवतीर्ण हुए थे, उन्होंने शुरू किया है. ये नित्य है और खास करके कलयुग में ये जो संकीर्तन आंदोलन है, ये तो युग धर्म कहलाता है. पूरा पिछले युगों में प्रहलाद महाराज ने किया था यही संकीर्तन, और हम देखते हैं कि रामानुजाचार्य, मध्वाचार्य ऐसे महान महान आचार्यों ने लोगों को हरिनाम संकीर्तन करने के लिए प्रवृत्त किया था. लेकिन इस कलयुग में इस युग धर्म की स्थापना करने के लिए स्वयं भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में आ गए. चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब गया धाम से वापस नवद्वीप आए, तभी वो कृष्ण से वियोग की भावना में थे. तो यहां हम देखते हैं कि जो परम सत्य है, जो दो रूप में प्रकट होते हैं, राधा और कृष्ण, कृष्ण जो है वो परम विषय विग्रह है और राधा रानी जो है वो परम आश्रय विग्रह है. वो नित्य गोलोक वृंदावन में निवास करते हैं. उनकी अनेक लीला होती है, लेकिन उन सब लीलाओं का सार है जो वो गोलोक वृंदावन में लीला करते हैं. वो राधा कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में एकत्र होकर प्रकट होते हैं. उनका प्रयोजन यही था कि वो सभी जीवों को राधा रानी के इस प्रेम का निमंत्रण दें और इस तरह से परमोच्च प्रेम का आस्वादन करें. महामंत्र तो अनेक पुराणों में पहले से ही बताया गया था, लेकिन जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने उसे अपने प्रेम से पूर्ण रूप से गार गर्भित कर दिया, और जो भी महामंत्र को चैतन्य महाप्रभु या उनके प्रतिनिधि से स्वीकारता है, उसमें एक अत्यंत उदार प्रकार का उसमें फायदा होता है. तो इसीलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु हर रोज श्रीवास के आंगन में ये कीर्तन करते थे. उसमें सभी लोगों को उसमें प्रवेश नहीं था, क्योंकि अलग अलग प्रकार के लोग अलग अलग इच्छा लेकर आते थे. नवद्वीप उस जमाने में बहुत ही अमीर था. वहां पर बहुत ऊंचे ऊंचे लोग रहते थे, बहुत पंडित लोग रहते थे, ब्राह्मण लोग थे. वो इन वैष्णवों की बहुत भत्सना करते थे. ये ब्राह्मण कहते थे कि ये ऐसे जोर जोर से चिल्लाने से क्या फायदा है. लेकिन जो बाकी जनता थी वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु से बहुत प्रेम करती थी. वो सोचते थे कि इन नास्तिकों की वजह से हमको चैतन्य महाप्रभु के कीर्तन में प्रवेश नहीं मिल रहा है. सवेरे बहुत सारे हजारों लोग चैतन्य महाप्रभु के आशीर्वाद लेने के लिए आते थे और महाप्रभु से कहते थे कि आप हमें कृपा दीजिए. तभी उन्होंने कहा, आप सभी जो हैं, जो भी कहीं भी हो, किसी भी स्थिति में हो, महामंत्र का जप कीजिए. आपके पास कोई मृदंग करताल नहीं है तो तालियां बजाकर ये मंत्र का जप करो. और धीरे धीरे सभी लोग घर में, खेत में, रास्ते पर, सब जगह पर लोग इस महामंत्र का जप करने लगे. ये देखकर ये नास्तिक
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
और सारे चोर सोचने लगे कि आज हम इनके घर को पूरी तरह साफ कर देंगे. लेकिन जब इन्होंने महामंत्र सुना तो इस महामंत्र की शुद्धता से उनका दिल बदल गया. ये पहली बार था कि नवद्वीप के लोगों ने, नवद्वीप वासियों ने चैतन्य महाप्रभु का अद्भुत नृत्य देख लिया. तो जब चांद काजी ने अपने सैनिकों को भेजा, तो उन सैनिकों को लगा कि एक एक जो कीर्तन करने वाला व्यक्ति है, मानो उसमें हजारों शेरों की शक्ति है, और वो डर के मारे फिर वापिस लौट आए. भक्त लोग थे, वो इतने गुस्सा, उतना उनको गुस्सा आ गया था, इतने क्रोधित हुए थे कि वो चांद काजी को खत्म करो इस तरह की बात कर रहे थे. हम सोचते हैं कि भक्त कभी गुस्सा क्यों होंगे, लेकिन एक वैष्णव तभी क्रोधित होता है जब उसे भगवान या भगवान के भक्तों का अपमान जान पड़ता है. वो अपने लिए कभी क्रोधित नहीं होता. जैसे स्वयं नरसिम्हदेव या रामचंद्र वो भी क्रोधित हुए थे। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने चांदकाजी के घर के सामने आकर जोर से गर्जना करते हुए उनसे कहा कि नीचे आ जाओ, बाहर आ जाओ। तो चांदकाजी डर के मारे बाहर आ गए और कहने लगे बहुत नम्रता से, मैं तो आपके चाचा की तरह हूं, आपको मुझे किसी प्रकार से दुख नहीं देना चाहिए। तो फिर दोनों ने बहुत ही शांति से चर्चा की और चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने मुसलमान लोगों का जो ग्रंथ है कुरान, उसी से लेकर पहले उनसे प्रश्न किया, आप अपनी माता को मारकर खाते क्यों हो? उन्होंने कहा हम तो ऐसा नहीं करते। तो महाप्रभु ने कहा नहीं, जो गाय है वो हमको बचपन से हमारा संगोपन करती है, उसके दूध पर ही हम पलते हैं, तो फिर ऐसी पशु हत्या को किस ग्रंथ में उसकी पुष्टि की गई है? और इस तरह से अनेक मुद्दों पर चर्चा करके महाप्रभु ने उनसे कहा कि ये आप सब बंद कर दो। चांद काजी जो थे वो स्वयं कुरान के एक पंडित थे और उन्होंने कहा एक बात मुझे आपको बतानी है कि मैं जब एक दिन मेरे बिस्तर पर बैठा था तभी एक आधा शेर और आधा मनुष्य शरीर वाला एक व्यक्ति, एक ऐसा प्राणी, वो मेरे छाती पर आकर बैठ गया और वो इतना उसको क्रोध हुआ था, उसके दांत मानो चमक रहे थे तलवार की तरह, और उसने कहा कि आपने अभी तक मेरे भक्तों का अपमान नहीं किया है, उन्होंने उनके लिए कुछ अपने उनको जख्मी नहीं किया है, लेकिन अगर आप ये काम नहीं छोड़ दोगे तो मैं आपकी छाती को चीर दूंगा। तभी मुझे समझ में आया कि वो स्वयं परमेश्वर हैं और वही स्वयं परमेश्वर आप भी हो। आज से मैं ये घोषणा करता हूं कि आज मैं या मेरे प्रतिनिधि कोई भी इस कीर्तन संकीर्तन को कोई रोकेगा नहीं, संकीर्तन जो है इस नवदीप धाम में अखंड चलता रहेगा। तो इस तरह से अगले दिन सवेरे चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है सीमंत द्वीप गए, जहां पर श्रीधर नाम का एक बहुत ही गरीब भक्त रहता था। वो जितना भी कुछ कमाता था उसमें से आधे पैसे से गंगा की पूजा करता था। महाप्रभु से कहते थे कि आप क्या कमाते हो, इतने गरीब कैसे हो आप, ये क्या है? तो वो कहता था कि मेरे पास कपड़े तो हैं, राजा जैसे कपड़े नहीं होंगे लेकिन शरीर ढकने के लिए तो कपड़े हैं, राजा जैसा मैं खाता नहीं हूं लेकिन मैं जिंदा तो हूं, तो कृष्ण सबकी इच्छा पूर्ण करते हैं तो मुझे कोई तकलीफ नहीं है। चैतन्य महाप्रभु कहते थे बाहर से दिखने में आप तो बहुत गरीब हो लेकिन आपके पास सबसे बड़ा खजाना है। तो वो चौंक के कहता कि मेरे पास क्या है, मैं तो बहुत गरीब हूं। तो महाप्रभु ने कहा था कि नहीं, एक दिन मैं आपकी जो आपकी संपत्ति सारी दुनिया के सामने खोल दूंगा। और इस तरह से रात को चांद काजी से मिलने के बाद दूसरे दिन सवेरे चैतन्य महाप्रभु उसके घर पे गए और वहां पर एक बहुत ही खराब, एक बहुत ही पुराना कमंडलू रखा था जिससे लोग अपने पैर धोते थे। उस कमंडलू से चैतन्य महाप्रभु पानी पीने लगे और अत्यंत विभोर हो गए कृष्ण भावना में। तो सभी लोग जो भक्त लोग थे वो बहुत ही आश्चर्यचकित हो गए। तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु इस तरह से कभी अपने भक्तों के सामने इतना नम्र होते हैं और सही प्रेम क्या है वो दिखाते हैं। भगवान स्वयं अपने भक्तों के प्रेम में कितने विवश होते हैं यही इस लीला से हम देख सकते हैं। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे बिफोर सेलिब्रेटिंग द वंडरफुल कीर्तन ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ Shri Radha Gopinath, we would like to have a vote amongst all the devotees because we want to somehow or other, as a temple, Radha Gopinath Ji Mandir, we want to please the devotees in whatever little way we possibly can. So as you know, at the end of October, we are going...
Hare Krishna! Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Bol.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.